Makuta Sichas Chelik Yudches Parsha Pinchas Sicha Beis. Beim Siyum von der Sedra, Nogdem mit der Parsha Rechen Tois de Karbonas. At the end of our Sedra, after the Parsha went through the list of Karbonas, the Tomid, the regular daily sacrifices, the Masafim from Shabbos, the additional sacrifices of Shabbos, of Rosh Chodesh, and for Yedmeir, of every single Yom Tov, it goes through all the Yom Tovim, state that then it concludes by saying, Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe spoke, said to the Jewish people, Kechol ha-shetziva Hashem as Moshe, everything that Hashem had commanded Moshe, he related it all to the Yidden. Favozdav the Pasuk zogen, as Moshe desal tzibigigem to the b'nei Yisrael, why is it necessary for the Pasuk to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu told it all to the Jewish people, to Dennis Neutik, to Lozen Bissen? Is it really necessary to tell us, as Moshe had mekaimigven the Meivishten Zonzog, that Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled Hashem's command to him, which is to him, Sabbath B'nai Yisrael V'martalim is Karboni? Hashem told him, tell the Jewish people about the Karbonis and so on. So we have to really be told that Moshe Rabbeinu actually followed through and did tell them? And as we find in a number of places, in many places it just says Hashem told Moshe to say so and so to the Yidden. The Pasuk doesn't say that Moshe told it to the Jews, because we assume when the time is Pashut, the reason that the Torah doesn't have to repeat it is obvious, is verstandig, because it's obvious, as we bow their Eibishtot, as gesagt zu Moshe gedei zol ibegeben zu Yidden, since Hashem told it to Moshe for the purpose of telling it to the Yidden, hat Moshe sicher as a getan, then for sure, without question, Moshe did so. Und es ist ein verzeufel Poshet, then it's so obvious, this idea, as me gefind nicht, as Rashi, soll das bewahren in seinem Pirush, that Rashi doesn't address it in any place. Hashem told Moshe to tell the Jewish people, it doesn't say anywhere that he told it to them. Rashi doesn't ask that question, he doesn't need to give the answer. It's an obvious answer, of course, if Hashem told him to do it. He did it. The Pasuk yet itself. So then the question becomes, why here does the Pasuk have to tell us that he said it to them? Is Rashi of them a farish? So Rashi explains that the reason that it says here, by Yomer, that Moshe Rabbeinu told it to the Yidden, is lahafsika inyan, is in order to put a pause between this subject that we're concluding now and the new subject which starts in the next parasha in Matis. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, this is the explanation, the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and he explains, Lefishat kan varashol mokim, because till now it's Hashem speaking. The end of Parsha Pinchas is Hashem speaking to Moshe, telling him that he should what to tell the Yidden about the Karbonis. Uba Parshas Nedarim, right at the beginning of Matas, starts with the Parsha which talks about if somebody takes a vow, if a woman takes a vow, and so on. Maschelos b'divur Shol Moshe. Over there, how does the Pasuk start? It says, Vaydaber Moshe al Roshei Matas. Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes, telling them about Parshas Nedarim. Hutzrach lahafsik tchila. Therefore, there was a need to put a pause between the end of Parsha Pinchas, which is the story, the parsha of the Karbonis, the loymer shechazu Moshe ba'amah parshas uli Yisrael, and to say that Moshe Rabbeinu concluded, finished with this parsha of the Karbonis, and he did as Hashem had instructed and related it to the Yidden, and then it starts with, and he spoke to the heads of the tribes about parsha Nedarim. Shimla came, but if I wouldn't have put that pause there, yesh b'mashma, would have seemed shalei amalehem zu, that he didn't say what was in this parasha about the Karbonis. He immediately went, he just started talking about the Nedarim, and this would leave the question. Hashem just finished telling him a whole parasha, and he starts talking about Nedarim. Whatever happened with the parasha with the Karbonis. Therefore, that it shouldn't seem as if he didn't deliver the message about the Karbonis. So it says, he told them about the Karbonis, then starts the parasha where he spoke about the Nedarim. Medafa v'ashtein, but we have to understand. M is takaz oibis volt nishgishtan in the pasuk v'yimim Moshe v'nei Yisrael. True. If it hadn't said this pasuk that Moshe told him about the Karbonis, volt given mashmo esaksuvim, it would have, the psukim could have been read as meaning, hayes arjit anogdem pasha Nedarim ashoz v'derushal Moshe. Since immediately it follows with Moshe Rabbeinu's talk about Nedarim, it could have been read to mean as the Fidei Kepashut Moshe Nishibi Gem Tziyidin, that for some reason we would think that it means that Moshe Rabbeinu did not relate this story, the parsha of the Karbonis, to the Yidin. Bikena beferd zayna filo kasal kadaitach. So it may be true that the wording could have been read that way, but why would it occur to anybody that this is actually what it means? As Moshe nish mekayim givendem oivishtins onzog tzavaz b'nei Yisrael v'martaleim. Why would it occur to us that Moshe wouldn't have fulfilled what Hashem told him to do, which is to relate the parsha of Karbonis to the Yidin? The Ramban is mefarish demshat in Rabbi Shmuel's Veta. The Ramban explains what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, that lahavsika inyan, what does he mean by to put a pause? Oibs volt nishgishtan in the pasuk by Moshe volt men nishgivus sevelcha parsha es batzitzel the pasuk by dabra Moshe rotsu yamatis. He says that if there wasn't this pasuk that Moshe said to the Yidden everything that Hashem had told him, and then it starts, imagine that it said, it talks all about all the karbonis, and then it says Vaydaber Moshe Rosh Yamatis Livnei Yisrael Lemer, and Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes saying, the Ramban says, how would you know what that pasuk relates to? Is that pasuk relating to the end of the previous parasha, which by the way in the Sefer Torah you have to remember that there, it's just one run on, it's not divided into separate pages and with punctuation marks, and you know that Pinchas ends here and Matas ends, it just goes on. So we might have thought that it was referring to the story of the Karbonis that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the heads of the tribes. Sila Achrav, so we wouldn't know if it was going on the previous one or on the later Parsha, it's the Dinu from Matas, from Parsha Matas, or it's relating to the Dinu which are related to Parsha Matas. Adalafanov to the dinum from the parsha Hununza parsha, or maybe it's referring back to what is said in parsha Pinchas about the karbonis. The Ribbis state b'msiim Hununza parsha ve'ayim Moshe ben Israel. Therefore, at the end of the parsha of the karbonis, it first says that yes, Moshe Rabbeinu told them all about that. Kedei lahafsika inyan, in order to put like a comma between the two or a period. Here ends the story of the karbonis. Now begins the next parsha. So that we could know that when it says Vaydaba Moshe Rosh Hamatis, it's talking about the next subject. Which is in fact what, when we say Lahafsika Inyan, to put a pause on the matter, that is often what the Pshat is in Sifra and Sifri. But the Ramban Zokt, as the Ramban tells us, as Unvier is Moisef Nochmer, as Rashi Alein Zogt, and the Ramban adds that Rashi himself has explained this at one occasion. From Pasuk Vayta in Parsha Matos, it's in our own Parsha, in the next Parsha Matos. It says there that after the war with Midian and the leaders, the army generals left the women alive. So Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at them, and he said, you left the women alive? These are the ones, it was all about them. They were the ones that caused the whole problem because of their immorality with the Jewish people. And then he continued and he said, now kill every male child and every woman that is of age, of a mature age, you shall kill. And all the young women that are before the age of maturity, you should leave alive. So the question is, why does it say you shall kill every male and every woman that is of age, you shall kill? Why does it have to say again, you shall kill? So Rashi explains the reason he has to say again, you shall kill, because if not, you would have been able to read it like this. And now you shall kill every male child and every woman that is of age, of mature age, and every young woman that is not of mature age, you shall leave alive. You could have thought that it means that they should be left alive, the mature women. Therefore, it has to say, the word haroigu, you shall kill, is there to separate between the mature women, that they have to be killed, and the young women, that they should be left alive. Inside, v'ata hirgu v'gayme v'chol isha haroigu, that's the pasuk, that you shall kill and every woman, as the Tzveita HaRoigah, that the second time that it says you shall kill, Shteit LaHafsika Inyan, in order to put the pause in between on the Taich Dois. And he explains it as Oib Nor Noch V'chol Isha Volt Nishgish Shtana Noch Amal HaRoigah. If it hadn't said you shall kill after talking about the mature women, Volt Men Nishgish Vustzi V'chol Isha V'gayim Megeheret Tzum Friyedig Nesug, we wouldn't know whether every mature woman belongs to the earlier category of the ones that should be killed, like the males, or the tzum vayta dignor, maybe it belongs, that part should be left for the second part, with chola taf hachilachem, all the children shall be left alive, all the women, the female children should be left alive. Therefore, the word hadraigu was to separate between the ones that are killed and the ones that are left alive. So in other words, the Ramban says that the word over here, the pasuk, that he said it to the Jewish people, is in order to separate between the earlier parsha and the next parsha. In Pirush Rashi Do, Kemenav Razonish Lernen, because in our Rashi we can't say that he's following what the Ramban is saying. For Rashi is Mishana from Loshon Sifri Eini Yedei Bemei Inyim Edaber. The Rashi changes from the way the Sifri puts it, which is more neutral. He says, the Sifri says, I wouldn't have known to which it refers. The way the Ramban explained it, I wouldn't know what Vaidaber, the second Vaidaber, El Rashi Amat, is referring to the earlier parsha or the second parsha. Rashi is much more forceful about it. When Shrei Beferish, Rashi spells it out as Ven Nishda Pasuk Vayayma Moshe. If it wasn't for this pasuk in the end of Pinchas, Volkman Atoz Gehat, who would have made the mistake, Nisht as the Shpetet Gepos Vaidaba Moshe Rosh Hamatz Batzitzich Sefrier Vilitin Perisha Ramban. Not that I would have made the mistake that the Pasuk at the beginning of Matas, which talks about Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, is referring to what it said in the earlier Parsha, as the Ramban wants to say. But Rashi says it differently. Rashi says, as Loi Omer Lehem Zu, that I would have thought that he did not tell them about the Karbonis. But that when he started speaking, he talked only about the Parsha Nedarim. So Rashi is not going with this sort of very neutral thing that the Ramban says and the Sifri seems to be alluding to, that it would have been left ambiguous whether he was talking about this or he was talking about that. Rashi says, I would have thought that he did not tell them about the Parshas of Karbanis, which is much stronger than what the Ramban is saying. We also have to understand the Ramban frekt, as the Ramban actually asks, also at the end of Emmer, where it's at the end of the Parsha, which talks about the Yom Tovim, Zok the Pasuk, over there too the Pasuk says, Vaydabe Moshe Esmeyedei Hashem B'nei Yisrael, and Moshe spoke, explained the Yom Tovim that Hashem had told him to the Yid. In a number of the commentaries do explain why this pasuk has to be written at the end of Parshas Amoedes there. Rashi does not explain why that pasuk is brought. So we see two things. There is two parshas, one in Parsha Emor, which talks about the Yom Tovim. Then there is the parsha here in Parsha Pinchas, which talks about the karbonos of the Yom Tovim. And in both places it says that Moshe related it to the Yidden. Is Nishmuvan. So therefore we don't understand. We have to understand. Oib in Parsha Pshudishal Mikrid Fadetzich Biyur. If in the simple reading of the Psukim, as Rashi always does, it needs an explanation. Favos the Pasuk that sailed. As Moshe Atibigigam Dem Tzivah Hashem Begmoy Dem Tziyidden. It's necessary for Rashi to point that, to explain why the pasuk tells us that Moshe related the matter to the Yidden, as he does over here. He explains why Hotas Rashi gedaft Mazur Zayn Dorten Bumi Gefintes in Pasuk Zum Ershten Mol. Then he should have explained it in Parsha Emor, which comes before Parsha Pinchas. He should have explained over there why the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu told it to the Yidden. Und nicht warten bis unser Pasuk. You shouldn't have waited till our Pasuk to explain it here. Noch mehr and more so. The Asboravus Rashi Zogda, the explanation that Rashi gives here in this case, Valnor at Kan Varushal Mokim, that over here he has to separate between when Moshe started speaking about the Parsha Nedarim and what Hashem spoke to Moshe about the Karbonos of the Yom Tovim. This answer doesn't fit over there. Because over there, it starts right after the Parsha of the Yom Tovim. It starts again by Dabar Hashem. So in other words, that Hashem spoke another matter. So then it wouldn't occur to us to say that, you know, the answer that did Moshe start speaking about this or that doesn't fit over there. So in other words, even if Rashi relies on what he answered over here, the answer here doesn't fit for over there. So then what is the answer over there? He never gives that answer. So that's the second question. Dalit, the time for us od di kashit, so leave us daf stein av Moshe at ibi giam the tzivu from the tzivu in Yisrael, ver daf gedo in ishim parsha emer, kem zon gor poshit. However, the question, as to the question of why the question only comes up over here, that why the pasuk has to say, why does the pasuk have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu related it to the Yidden? Why has it suddenly become a question here that Rashi deals with and he didn't have to deal with it in Parsha Emor? That could be answered. Why only here does it become a question? In a very simple way. Why? Parsha Samoides from Parsha Emor is Gizogibor and Besmichus Sarkomis HaMishkan. The parsha about Yom Tovim that is related in Parsha Emor was said very close to the time when they put up the Mishkan, Nochfar Minyan Bnei Yisrael, even before the census that was taken at that time, which was Be'echav Chedesh Hasheni, which was on Rosh Chedesh Iyar. The Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chedesh Nisan, and then the census was taken on Rosh Chedesh Iyar. But this happened. This story, the parsha of the Maidus, was said even before. That's the census that was taken after the Mishkan was put up is actually related in Parsha Bamidbar, at the beginning of Bamidbar. But the Parsha Samaitis was said even before that. In other words, close after, right after the Hakamas HaMishkan. Und zwischen the mitzvahs and dinim darten, and amongst the mitzvahs that are related in Parshas Emor in that same Parsha, seine da solche bezeir kiyum und shayich tafke in Eretz Yisrael. Amongst the mitzvahs that are told in that parsha of the Yom Tovim in Parsha Emor, there is a number of mitzvahs which only apply once the Yidden arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Ledugma, for instance, Omer, the carbon Omer which has to be brought on Pesach, is only something that started up when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael. The same is true for Chadosh. The laws of not eating from the new crop until the carbon Omer has been brought is also something that only applies once the Yidden arrive in Eretz Yisrael. And the same is with Shtei Alechem, the two breads that were brought on Shavuos, that special carbon for Shavuos, only from the crop of Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, in the Parsha Emor over there, there are at least three halachas, three mitzvahs, which only apply to Eretz Yisrael. When was it said? The Parsha was said in the second year of the Yidden going out of Mitzrayim, right at the beginning of the second year. In other words, 39 years before the Yidden will arrive in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Rebbe can't mean, so therefore one could think, of course, without question, that Moshe Rabbeinu related every command that Hashem had told him to the Yidden. Of course. Well, nochmer, even before, more so. Normally he would have done it immediately after Hashem having it told it to him. He would immediately go and tell it to the Yidden. As we can understand from what Rashi says in the parasha, in the story of Matan Torah, he says there that he wasn't busy with his own matters. He went from the mountain to the Yidden, from the Yidden to the mountain. He was busy coming back and forth with messages from Hashem to the Yidden, and sometimes responses from the Yidden to Hashem. So in other words, of course he did it immediately whenever possible. Aber in dem Fall, but in this case, there was no need for him to transmit the details of this parsha and Emor immediately. Why? Since they were not relevant at that time, they weren't going to be relevant for another 39 years. And at the same time, Moshe was completely busy and preoccupied with things that were emergencies now, that were important now. People were bringing him questions, and then he was giving answers and so on, as the pasuk said. The general sense of teaching and guiding the Yidden about what they need to do, the samaisa shiyasan, what they need to, the way that which they should go and what they should do in tog teglach and lem. This was something that they needed for daily life. They needed the answers now, immediately. And here were mitzvahs which weren't going to be relevant for another 39 years. So he figured, these mitzvahs, when I have time, when there's no emergency, I'll tell them those mitzvahs too. Of a frak lay the day for masnita, especially according to what the masnita says, which Rashi says in Parsha Emor, was mashma usa as Parsha Amoedis Dorot is zogabar noch Parsha de Golim. Rashi over there brings a masnita that says, right, what's the Parsha that's in Parsha Emor right after the Parsha of the Yom Tovim is the story with the person that uttered a curse against Hashem. The Masnita explains that that it says Vayetse, this Jew went forth, and they asked the question, what do you mean he went forth? Where did he come out of? So he came out of the Bezdin of Moshe, meaning to say, Moshe had told them the system in which the camps would be set up around the Mishkan, which camps, which Shvatim should be where, and so on, and everybody began to set up their camps. So this person that was not, his father wasn't Jewish, so he set up camp in Sheva Dan to get where his wife was from. So the Sheva Dan said, what are you doing here? So he said, my wife, Sheva Dan said, no, it goes according to the father. So they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, what should we do? And Moshe ruled against him that he doesn't belong in Sheva Dan because it goes according to the father. So he got angry, and that's why he cursed. In other words, that right, the story which is written right after the Parshas HaMayadeis, which we assume to be in chronological order unless there's a reason to believe otherwise. So in other words, that this was all after he had already told them about how to set up the camps. So the parsha of the setting up of the camps was at that time. And that's why he says, Parsha Samayidus Dardus Gizogivar Noch Parsha de Golem, that the parsha of the Yom Tovim was said after the Golem, and then right after that happened the story with this guy that uttered the curse. So then there were so many different parshas that Moshe Rabbeinu had related to them at the same time, and that the period of time, that were all relevant immediately. They had to know what to do now. L'dugma, for instance, Minya B'nei Yisrael, the census that was going to be taken, the Golim, the way to set up the camps, Masois, how the travel was going to be initiated and how it's going to happen, Pesach Sheni, the laws of Pesach Sheni. So all these were many, many parshas that were very relevant at the time immediately. And therefore Moshe could have said, I have so many things to teach them, maybe I'll delay the teaching the laws which only apply when they get to Eretz Yisrael for a later time when there's more time. So in order to make sure that we don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu skipped these laws and delayed them for later, the far is the pasuk dort meisiv tzum sov idaba Moshe has made Hashem b'nei Yisrael. That's why the pasuk says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu told them all the laws that Hashem had told them immediately, and he didn't delay it for later. As a radbal debigiga malaprot edim from the parsha tzayidin, that he told it to them immediately, and does gufa lerentons, and this teaches us, as the tzivet tzum Moshe daba b'nei Yisrael b'mata lehim edi Hashem, so therefore the pasuk, when Hashem is saying tell the Yidden these laws, Hashem meant tell them now, not tell them at a time when you have time. So therefore over there there's no need to explain why the pasuk tells us that he told it to them then, because there's good reason to believe that he could have delayed it for a later time, so the pasuk has to tell us no, he said it right away. But when it comes to our parsha, there's no reason that we find why Moshe Rabbeinu should have delayed it. Is the chmuva meil of kanal? So then it's self understood, as we said before, as nochen tzivu v'neibishten, that after Hashem had told them tzavus b'nei Yisrael b'mat aleihem, command tell the Yidden as follows: had Moshe gleichi begigem the aladinim, he would have immediately told them what to do. Of a fratas retzach v'gnusayfar b'im shana. especially that now we're talking at the end of the 40 years. If he's not going to tell them now at the end of the 40 years, when is he going to delay it for? So therefore here it should be self-understood that Moshe Rabbeinu told it to them immediately, and therefore the question is, why does the Pasuk have to say that he told them? Of course he told them. And that could be the answer, the difference between Parsha Emor, where Rashi doesn't ask the question, because there it's self-evident why the Pasuk has to say it, whereas here we need the explanation of why the Pasuk says it. And therefore the question comes up now. And to this Rashi comes and answers, that the reason it's written here is to put a pause between the parshas of the parsha of the Karbonus and the parsha of Matos, because if he hadn't put the pause there, Yeshmash b'mashma shloi amalem elazu, I would have thought that he didn't tell them only the parsha Nedarim, Hizkul Dvarov, and therefore that he only started. He didn't tell them the parsha of the Karbonus. He only started with the parsha Nedarim, and therefore he tells Kittel Kamas Siv Zayin, and there, as I'll explain soon. I'll explain soon the true meaning of this of what Rashi is saying here. Al pize is oich muvam fabos Rashi is matik the nomer from Bala Maimer, and this explains also why Rashi quotes who is the one that said this explanation, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. As we know that Rashi only brings the name of the person if it's relevant somehow, it gives better explanation of what it means. The Bira now fabos is daf shtein in Parsha Emor v'daber Moshe'el b'nei Yisrael. This explanation of why in Parsha Emor has to say it, because if it hadn't said it, I would have thought that he delayed it for a later time. Which, according to this explanation, we now need a reason why in our Seder it does say. Because in our Seder there doesn't seem to be a reason for it to be said. Is Masim Nordlitas Rabbi Shmuel, because this answer only fits with the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, which is as Klolus Nemru Besino Protus Boil Mayid. Rabbi Shmuel says that how the mitzvahs were transmitted to the Yidden, the general principles were given at Sinai, and the details were later given by Boil Mayid, which means throughout the journey in the Midbar, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Boil Mayid. And he gave them the details of all the mitzvahs, and Moshe Rabbeinu told it to them throughout the 40 years. Therefore, over here, we could have said the same thing as therefore, according to this understanding of how the transmission of mitzvahs happened throughout the 40 years, so it would have made sense. Moshe Rabbeinu, at some time when it was relevant, or when he had time, or whatever he would tell them these mitzvahs too, because that's how the transmission of mitzvahs happened. They didn't all happen at once at Sinai, and they happened throughout the time. So this would make logical sense. Avaloid Zayin Bar Plukta, but according to the one who argues with him on this matter, which is Rabbi Kiva, Vashal Tas Klolus Uprotas Nemru B'Sinai, who says that the general principles were told at Sinai, the details were given at Sinai, and then they were repeated again in Oyel Moed. In other words, throughout the 40 years they were repeated a second time, and then they were said yet a third time before the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, when they were on the plains of Moed, meaning just before they crossed over the Yarden. So according to him, so according to Rabbi Kiva, that every detail of Torah was told to the Yidden at Sinai already, in other words, long before it became relevant. For instance, all those mitzvahs that relate to Eretz Yisrael, even though they were not relevant for 40 years, they were said right away at Sinai. So why suddenly, if Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden every mitzvah right at Sinai, why would he suddenly think to delay telling them about Chodosh and about Omer and the Parshas of Emor for a later time? Why would that occur to us? He said every single mitzvah, even at Sinai, and then repeated it again later. But why would we have this idea that he would have delayed telling a mitzvah because it's not relevant yet? ubemeile daf mizog, and therefore we have to say as leitra, but kiva is mi kodanish kinkashin is, there's no question to begin with. Why? Well, halt as a zoi is the derech hakosot, because Rabbi Kiva holds that it's not about what Moshe did, it's about how the Torah gives over what he did. As a molshtei the dibur Hashem al Moshe, in the Torah describing the mitzvah, sometimes it describes it Hashem said to Moshe, say so and so. Now we know what to do, but it doesn't say that Moshe told the Yidden about it. Not necessary. If Hashem said it to Moshe, of course he told it to the Yidden. Amol the dibur Moshe levnei Yisrael. Sometimes a mitzvah is said by saying Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden, this is what Hashem told me to tell you. But it doesn't say that Hashem told Moshe to tell it. It just says that Moshe told the Yidden. So sometimes that's how it's expressed. When Amol Beidin, sometimes it actually says both. Hashem told Moshe to say so and so, and Moshe said so and so. And there's no question. That's just how the Torah speaks. Is b'meile oich nishken kasha then pasuk in unza pasha. Therefore, there's no question why the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu told it to them, because sometimes it spells out both. Sometimes it says one, and sometimes it says the other. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't have this question to begin with. When we can't ask for a verse, kemen itzogn dem teretz, and you shouldn't ask. So, oh, that's a pretty good answer. What Rabbi Kiva seems to assume. Why can't you say this same answer as the pasuk state nishbech teitz shel zanatos in teichon parsha nor blazim tzaderach hakosav oichlet Rabbi Shmuel? So then, why can't you say the same thing according to Rabbi Shmuel? Sometimes the Torah speaks like this. Sometimes the Torah speaks like that. Sometimes it says both, just like Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, there's no need over here to explain that it is a pause, so that we understand that Matos was a separate parsha. Why don't you just say that Rabbi Shmuel also accept Rabbi Kiva's approach, which seems to be pretty reasonable? The reason is val yesh loyma, because one could say as in dem gufis told the pluk tanal from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, because this might actually be the explanation of why Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue about that point, that they argue whether all the details were said right at Sinai and then only repeated later, or as Rabbi Shmuel says that they were only the generalities were given at Sinai and then later the details were given in the Midbar. According to Rabbi Kiva, that every detail was given in Sinai as well, and then repeated in Eil Meid v'shtalzul Arvus Meidim and said a third time in Arvus Meidim. Darf mezog, we have to say as a gam as all mitzvahs b'chlolus b'pradus zayin givatzogavar and dry mol. That even though all mitzvahs were obviously said three times, as he says in Sinai during this 40 years, and then at the end of the 40 years. The sina ba'ol ma'ida barves ma'is is obed the Torah nishma faret or mafarish in dry erte the alamitzus of protein. Obviously, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Torah doesn't repeat everything three times. Moshe Rabbeinu repeated everything three times, but the Torah doesn't repeat each time that Moshe Rabbeinu told it to them. On beloy zachelik von zei in zwei erte, and only some of them are said in two places. Some of them are only said once. Some of them are the Torah tells it to us twice. But certainly not that everything is repeated three times. So therefore, also in our case, Amol is the Torah mefaret erdem dibur from Moshe ben Yisrael, Amol nish. And therefore, sometimes the Torah does say that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it. Sometimes the Torah doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it. Because if you want the Torah to tell you every single step, so then he would have to repeat everything three times, and each time say that Moshe Rabbeinu told it. So therefore, the Torah sometimes repeats, sometimes doesn't, sometimes tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said it, sometimes doesn't. That's just how it is. The Tam from Rabbi Shmuel, but the reason that Rabbi Shmuel says, as kolos nemer b'sinu pratos b'yil mayid, why does he go with the approach that only the generalities were given at Sinai and then this details were spelled out throughout the 40 years? Kemenzong, we could say that the reason that he says this is because erhaltas bechlal dafmen onemen, because he holds that as a general principle we have to accept as yed the prat ve'inyan v'yeres geshrimen teira is vidas is given bepeil, that the way the Torah relates it, that's how it happened. Sidens is da hecher chavnishazay. Unless, of course, there's a reason that forces you to say that it's not exactly as the Torah says it. Like, for instance, ein muktam amucha b'Torah, that we don't, that it's not chronological. The Torah is not necessarily chronological. It's only applied where there's no other choice. But if there's no reason to say that it was, that it's out of order, we assume that the Torah relates it in the order in which it happened. So the same over here. Rabbi Shmuel says that it was said only in a generalities at Sinai and then later spelled out, is because that's how the Torah actually says it. Over there it was some general principles, and then throughout the 40 years Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Yidden and gave them many of the, all the rest of the details. So Rabbi Shmuel says that's how it happened, that's why the Torah says it that way, and that's the basis of their disagreement. Rabbi Givah says, no, they all happened right away and then later again, and the Torah doesn't tell it to you the way it happened. It picks and chooses which ones to relate and which, you know, when to say what. Under Riber Halter, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel holds, as the Prote Amitzes and Gezogevor and Dorten Vuas State Azoy Beferish and Torah. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds, as I said, that the details, as the Torah tells them, that's when they were told, wherever it was spelled out in the Torah. On these dry mol, and not three times, like Rabbi Akiva says, Besina Ba'il Moyed V'Avas Moyev, three times in each one of the places. So therefore, in the same in our case, V'Pal, as the Torah is Mefarish. U'Mefarad Dafke Dovay Dabba Moshe Ben Yisrael, since the Torah only here tells us that Moshe related it to the Yidden, Daf Mezogin Adosu Defarvos Mizitzadach Yiddish and Dem Velche Shaykh Zeder Pasha. Why does the Torah suddenly tell us that Moshe said it to the Yidden? Because there's something that the Torah is trying to teach us, in particular in this case, why the Torah says that in this case Moshe Rabbeinu said it. So there must be something to teach. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says there doesn't need to be anything to teach. The Torah sometimes tells you that he said it, sometimes he tells you that Hashem told it to them, to him, sometimes he told it to them, sometimes both, and there's nothing, there's no reason to break your head to figure out why here it says this way, here it says that way. But Rabbi Shmuel says no, the way the Torah tells it, that's how it happened. So why does the Torah suddenly tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu said it to the Yidden? Therefore Rabbi Shmuel needs to find an answer. The answer that he finds is to separate between Parshas Emma, Parshas Pinchas, the Parsha of the Karbonis, and the Parsha of Matis. So that explains why the name is brought here, because it's only according to Rabbi Shmuel that this whole thing works. The Tam was Klolus in Yoni Amidus is geteilt in Zwei Parshas. What is the reason that there's two Parshas which describe the Yom Tovim? One in Parshas Emor and one in Parshas Pinchas. One is as follows. Number one, in Parshas Emor, Vudikarat Goshe Zayfin Isa Malocha and the Mitzvah Yedin Yom Tov. In Parshas Emor, it talks about that it's not permitted to do any malacha during the Yom Tov. It tells us about the specifics of each Yom Tov, eating in the sukkah, shaking the lulav, Pesach, matzis, and so on. As verto b'dor tobin euch gered b'klolos in the karbonos for yedin Yom Tov. But it does also mention, at least in a very brief way, about that there is a specific karbonos for each Yom Tov. Number two, in Unzer Parsha, with the Adgosha Ikus is the Proter Karbonis. In our Parsha, where the emphasis is on the details of which Karbonis to be brought on each Yom Tov, which are not mentioned in Emor, was bringt Yedin Tov, which are the Karbonis that are brought every day on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and then also Yom Tov. Aber es wird da euch demand wegen Isum Lachos mi Yom Tov, but it's also mentioned in a brief way about the prohibition to do Malach on Yom Tov. So therefore, in both places, both things are mentioned, but in one place it's brief on one point and expands on the other one, and vice versa. So we can explain in two ways why that's done that way. Number one, one way of looking at it is these two parshas were set to Moshe Rabbeinu was two separate communications from Hashem to Moshe in two different times. Parsha Emor b'smichus hakamas haMishkan, the Parsha Emor where it talks about the Yamim Tovim in the about the Malacha and so on and what the mitzvahs are, were said close to the time of the Mishkan, as we said before. Parsha Seinu, when in our Parsha and Pinchas, Simsaf and Abayim Shana was told to Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the 40 years about the karbonos that will be brought in the Beisam in Eretz Yisrael. And those was when had the Parshas, the karbonos from Parsha Seinu, Nishgizog Bald Nachakamis HaMishkan. And the reason that Hashem did not communicate the details of our Parsha about the karbonos, the details of the karbonos of each Yom Tov right away when they put up the Mishkan. Even though one would assume that they brought all these karbanos also in the midbar, of course, except for the ones where the Torah specifically says that it only applies once you go into Eretz Yisrael, but all the rest would have been done also in the Mishkan. So why didn't Hashem tell him those as well back in the time when he put up the Mishkan 39 years earlier? We could explain perhaps the uftu from unser parsha is that what is unique about our parsha, tzavas bnei Yisrael b'amart aleihem, that you should now relate to all the Jewish people about all these karbonos. There's zeros unser to alle yidden, that all people should be told about this, as the karbonos tzibur zon gebracht werden bismanam, and in other words, that it's everybody's responsibility. Everybody should know that the proper karbonos should be brought in their proper time. But the details of what the Karbonos is and what has to be done, this was already told to Moshe earlier. To him, he had to know. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu told it to whom? Not to all the Yidden, because it wasn't relevant to them yet. He told it to the Kayanim, who had to know how to do it. So he told them what they need to do. Here the chiddush is that before they went into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem said, "Tzavas bnei Yisrael." Now I want you to tell all the Yidden. Everybody needs to know about these karbonos. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is bei the parshas ani gezog gevaron to Moshe tzazamen. Both of them, the both parshas were said to Moshe Rabbeinu at the same time. Hashem told him about the Issa Malacha and Yom Tov, and he told him what the special mitzvahs for each Yom Tov, and he told him which karbonos to bring to each Yom Tov. And in fact, Parshas HaKorbanos, the Parshas Seinu, is Gizal Geboren Kedun Parshas HaMeides from Emor. In fact, one could say that the Parsha of the Korbanos was said even before the details which we find in Emor about the Issa Malacha and the details of the Yontif, was the Farsh state in Parshas HaMeides, Vikraftem Isha Stam, which is the reason why in Parshas Emor, when it talks about the Yom Tov, when it gets to the Korbanos of the Yom Tov, it says it very briefly. You should bring the appropriate karbonos. Nisht ois tachin digvas farah karbon medab bringin, without telling you what exactly are those karbonos that we have to bring. The reason that he doesn't have to say it there is the bal de prater karbonos hat meshein gizot samayshu from Freya, because Moshe Rabbeinu was already told all those details. He doesn't have to repeat the details again. He said, and you know already from before all the details, the specifics of the karbonos, bring those karbonos. So that that in other words, that's a reason that to assume that the parshas of Karbonos of the Yom Tov was said even before the parsha of Emor. So our parsha was said even before that one. Nor af al pikein salibatam, had the Torah arrangistol the parsha of Karbonos do in unza parsha, but for some reason, for whatever reason, the Torah decided to place the relating of these mitzvahs over here in Parsha Pinchas at a much later date chronologically than it would have actually happened. The Sefer Bayim Shana, which is of course 39 years later at the end of the 40 years, the Klavos Rashi brings the Rabbah comes the Kaimis beperushayim muktamim b'chabatayra, and as this doesn't necessarily contradict anything, because if the Torah has a reason and wants to put it at a later date, even though it happened before, it fits with the general principle that aim muhta mamucha b'teira, that the Torah is not necessarily written chronologically. Unlay dem eifen, and if we go according to this second approach, that they were both said at the same time as bei the parshas, the emer of the parsha seinu, the parsha of emer, and the parsha of over here in Pinchas ani gezogevar and samayshu bezman echad was said at the same time. Vol givem estaber, it would be logical to say as their unzog in onay parshas amoides in Emor, Dabal b'nei Yisrael v'marta aleihem ayed Hashem, that the introduction to the parsha of the Yom Tovim, which is found in Emor, which is Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the Yidden and say to them the Yom Tovim of Hashem, meint zu austeilen die weitere Pratim von alle Dinei Amoed, was der Eberstaat schon früher gesagt, Moshe in die Pratidin für Parashenu. That he's coming to delineate that the parsha that is, you know, the stuff that is written in Parshas Emor from the stuff that is written later in Parsha Pinchas. Was der Eberstaat schon früher gesagt, Moshe in die Pratidin für Parashenu. Those mitzvahs which Hashem had already told Moshe earlier, the ones in our parsha, the ones about the Karbonos. So what he's trying to say, tell them, what should you tell them? Only the mitzvahs which pertain to what the Yidden have to do on the Karbonos is what Moshe Rabbeinu should tell them at that time. But he doesn't have to tell them yet at that time, in the back in the time of at the beginning of the sojourn in the desert, because the details of the karbanos aren't really relevant to everybody, and therefore you don't have to tell them right now everything that later will appear in Parsha Pinchas, which I told you already. But when I say to you, speak to the Yidden about the Yomim Tovim, I'm talking specifically about those things which are relevant to them. Never mind what's later going to be in Parsha Pinchas. On the midvolt, when you can't doich mevayers, and the tamashinin in loshna kozot zishin parshas hamaydes parsha emer on parsha gavonis the parsha seinu. And through this, by this explanation, we could also explain why the loshin, the psukim change in the way it's said over there in emer, and the way it's said in the parsha gavonis of our parsha. What are the changes? Darten haypzachon yeder mayed mitanayim dibur over there. As each Yom Tov appears, he's going to talk about Pesach. He starts off with Vaydaber Hashem l'Moshe Lemer Davar B'nei Yisrael. Speak to them about Pesach. Then when it comes to Sukkos, it says again Vaydaber Hashem l'Moshe Lemer. Speak to them about Sukkos. Da kegin unza parsha, whereas when our parsha in Pinchas steht Norbam Onei parsha Tzibeklali, it only starts with a general, tell them Tzavas B'nei Yisrael B'mat Aleim. Tell them. What is the reason that there is a change? Why over there, before every Yom Tov, Hashem says, speak to them and tell them, and over here it just says it once for the entire parsha. The Agdama Tzavas B'nei Yisrael in Unza Parsha is Agdama Klolus. The Klolus Parsha is Amayitz V'Arkabonis. In our parsha, it is a general introduction to the parsha of the Karbonis of the Yomim Tovim. Fun Unza Parsha Un Parshim Emer. In fact, it's a not only of our parsha, because if we're assuming, as the Rebbe said, that this was something that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu at first, at the outset, this was in fact told to Moshe Rabbeinu before the parsha of Emor, and therefore he was telling him, he introduced the whole idea of Yom Tov by saying, speak to the Yidden about Yom Tov. Dennoch is given the zweite Zivit Arbel in Israel Amat Aleim, the Onzog Velcha Pratidim and Daf Ibigem Aliyin. And then Hashem came along and he said, okay, now that you know about the Karbonis, now I want to tell you about the things that you need to tell all the Yidden that they need to do. Diva Shtein and Parsha Emer, which is of course the ones that are in Parsha Emer. Und der Riber, Kedei Das Madgizayn Nochmer. And therefore, in order to emphasize, to put a greater emphasis on those mitzvahs, because those are the ones that you need to tell them now. You need to tell all the Jews about how to keep Pesach and how to keep Sukkos and so on. Never mind what the Kohenim have to do in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan. That's why, before each Yom Tov, he re-emphasizes by saying, no, I need you to go tell them about Pesach. And now I need you to go tell them about Sukkos. Whereas the general introduction, which includes also all the Karbonos over there, it wasn't necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell it to all the Yidden at that time. Vibald as the klal ein mukta mamucha b'teira ved gezokt al pipshutu shalmika dafkin hafal vem muz on them and as the pasha zayin and ish leit and say there as manim. But however, since the rule, as I said before, that there's no chronological order in the Torah necessarily, is only something that we say when we're forced to say that. Vigeretchen fil mol, as the Rebbe had mentioned many times, vashtandik as al pipshutu shalmika is pasha kabonis pasha ni gezogavaran lusefer boim shana. Therefore, while that may be a nice explanation, what we just said now, that the Parsha Pinchas was actually said before Parsha Emor and so on, but al pipshuto shel mikra, that doesn't follow, that doesn't flow with Pshuto Shel Mikra, because Pshuto Shel Mikra insists that unless there is a specific reason, the Torah was said in a chronological order. So therefore, Parsha Pinchas must have been said at the end of the 40 years. As Rashi himself points out, by the Pasuk Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, which is the introduction to the mitzvah of the Karban Tamid. So Rashi says over there, Ma Omer Lamaila, what was said before this? And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, appoint someone for the Yidden that should take them and bring them, you know, since his life is coming to an end, who are you appointing to take over my place? So Hashem said to him, what do you, instead of telling me what I should do for them, tell them what they should do for me, that I need them to bring karbanos. So in other words, that this was all said at the end of the 40 years, according to the way Rashi explains it. So Rashi said, what is said right before this? Nish lama nismacha parshas yifkad Hashem leparshas karbanos. Rashi doesn't say, why were the two put next to each other? Why does he change it from lama nismacha, which he usually uses? And he says, Obeya, what was said just before this? What was just said? Why does he say, why were these two placed next to each other? Which is, why does he say that? Valba pashtas, da phenomena, da pashtas, da karbanos, is nishna nismacha. Because we have to assume that it's not just that Hashem decided to place it in Parsha Pinchas, but it was really said much earlier, 40 years earlier. No, das heißt, that sie ist nur geschrieben geworden besmichas aher. In other words, to say that it was only recorded here of a gesagt geworden früher, but it was actually said before. So Rav says, no, that's not what the case is. It's not that Parsha Pinchas was only placed here, but it was said earlier. Nor sie ist gesagt geworden da. But Rashi is saying that the Parsha Pinchas was said here, and therefore what was said right before that, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Hashem to appoint a leader. In other words, that the Rashi on the simple level goes with the approach that Parsha Pinchas is actually said to Moshe, or said by Moshe Rabbeinu, or said by Hashem to Moshe at the end of the 40 years. So therefore we can't say that it's that answer before, that it was actually said earlier, but that the karbanos were not relevant and so on. Ben Svolta b'bam sof from Parsha Karbanos don nish gishtanem v'yemem v'yishlo b'nei Yisrael. However, if at the end of this Parsha Karbanos it would not have said that Moshe related to the Yidden Voltem, Voltemel, Yesh B'mashmas Parsha Nedorim, Hischel Devarov, in other words, that it makes it seem as if Moshe Rabbeinu started speaking only on the Parsha of Nedorim instead of first telling them about, and Loi Omer Lehem Zu, and he did not tell them about the Yomim Tovim, Voltes Machriach Geben zu sagen, as the Parsha steht Shloi B'mkoima. This would mean that it was that this parsha appears in a place where it doesn't belong, where it wasn't actually when it happened, because it doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu told it to the Yidden. So in other words, this is somehow it was said to him much earlier, and therefore there's no need for him to say now that he said it to the Yidden, because that happened way before Parshas HaMoedos, before Emor, and that it says over there by Emor already that Moshe told it. So if it hadn't said over here that Moshe Rabbeinu told it to the Yidden, I would have thought that he didn't tell it to them now. He told it to them much earlier, which is when it was said. And the reason it's placed here, out of chronological order. I would have thought that it was said to Moshe Rabbeinu even before Parshas Emor. Nor the Torah is masmir the Parsha Dotsaliba Givisim Tam. But for some reason the Torah wants to place it here. B'meile is Layom Alehem Zu, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu Taka didn't tell it to them now, because he told it to them 39 years earlier. The Prote Dinu von Unze Parsha zu Ali Yidin hat er gesagt, nor the Dinu von Parsha, nor the Dinu von Parsha Emor Kanal Sivav. So in other words, when he told it to them, it was all the way back then at the beginning. And what did he tell them then? He told them this, what they need to do for Yom Tov. But did he have to tell them about the Karbanos? No, he didn't tell them. He said that to the Kayanim. So therefore, that would have been how we would have had to interpret this whole thing, that for some reason this is written out of order, and that's why the Torah doesn't say he said it to the Yidden, and that's what we would learn from the fact that it doesn't say here that Moshe Rabbeinu related it to the Yidden, because he didn't relate it to the Yidden. Why? Because it wasn't set to him now, it was set to him 39 years earlier, and that's what would have been the result, that for some reason the Torah decided to place this at a much later time, even though it happened in an earlier time. Und der Rebbe muss stehen, der Pasuk, bei ihm in Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael, and that's why Rashi says, the Pasuk has to be, the Torah has to say that Moshe Rabbeinu said it to the Yidden. Beim Sofen unser Parsha, at the end of this Parsha, to klar machen, to make it clear to us, as Moshe hat ibi gegeben euch die Parsha zu alle Yidden, that in fact Moshe Rabbeinu did relate this Parsha of all the Kabbanis to all the Yidden. Und der Fahr ist verstanden, dass die Parsha ist gesagt geworden, da über Parsha ist aksuvim, als die Parsha ist kommen alle Seder. And therefore now we understand that this Parsha was said at this time, 40 years later. And that the order is the normal order, the chronological order. It happened there where it said. And that's what Rashi is saying. I would have thought that he didn't tell it to them. Why? Because it was said to him 39 years earlier. Then there was no reason to tell it because he was talking only about what they need to do. So they says, no, the parasha tells us that he told it to them. Now we understand that he told it to them now, and that the parasha is written in the right order, which is the pashtus, the simple reading of sukkim whenever possible, is to say that it is in chronological order. Noch hashinu zwischen parasha amedus and parasha von emor and parasha kabonis the parasha say. Now another difference that we find between the Yomim Tovim as they're described in Emor and the one here. Dorten steht besiema parasha vaydaber Moshe. Over there it says Moshe spoke, the word vaydaber. Und da vayomer Moshe. And here it says Moshe said. Why the change? V'yashleima de bir bazel v'arach halacha. And one could say we can explain the difference in the framework of halacha. In Parsha Emor, wo es retzich beike wegen dinim was seine negeyet zu in alles manim v'shabe. In Parsha Emor, where it talks about those parts of the Yom Tovim which are relevant in all times equally. You have to keep the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov in Golos and in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you are. Yitzhu malacha b'Yom Tov, the mitzvah yed Yom Tov, is over there, when it's talking about those kinds of mitzvahs, v'edgizog b'loshim v'edaber, it says, v'edaber v'zvayis, the v'zach v'siz nimshul v'lein nifsek, the word v'edaber means a much stronger expression of speaking. In other words, that it has relevance, it continues on. It's not, it doesn't have a stop. So it's always relevant. Mashenkin in unser Parsha v'usretzach b'ike v'en karbonis, whereas in our Parsha where the main subject is karbonis, v'zayne nishto b'kipshut of his managolos, which are not there, and we can't bring the karbonis in the time of golos. Siz donor der kol oisik b'toyros oilok ilu hikriv. The only thing we can do about karbonis is to study the laws of karbonis, and therefore it's considered as if we brought a karbon, but we're not actually bringing karbonis. Shteit losh namira, that's why it says, and he said, because said is not as emphatic. In other words, that it has a certain life shelf life. It only goes on for a certain time, but then at some point the karbonis are going to stop, and that's why the difference there is talking about all the laws of Yom Tov, and that goes on. Here it's talking about karbonis, which has, it only has a certain time frame. V'oid, and another point, the dinim from meyedin v'zaynin doyin alles manim b'shava, the law, the halachas of Yom Tov, which apply to all times equally, shteit b'zei v'daber, it says over there v'daber, v'zalosh and kosher, v'daber, as we know, is speaking strong words, strongly. In another sense, strongly. Not that it has more emphasis, but that it's spoken in a harsher way. Der Eibishter mont betoikev. In other words, that Hashem demands this. Vaidabra means he demands this of us. By Yidden, as mezon of the kinds and the mitzvahs, on unto shetz of bizman amidah, shad of bizman agolos. This is something that Hashem expects and demands all times. It doesn't matter whether the Beis Hamikdash is there or not. Mashenken ados v'sa'id dav sich oisig zayim betoiros oila. But when we talk about in the time of Golos that a Yid should study the laws of the Oila of the Karbonis, and therefore it should be considered as if he brought a Karbon, is bizmana is as nishtat tzive v'chiyah v'hecher gomor. There is no imperative that you must do so. It's not one of the mitzvahs of Yom Tov that you must learn the halachas of those karbanos on this Yom Tov. In other words, that it's not a demand that Hashem makes, learn about the karbanos. And in fact, the opposite is true. Yidden manen, it's the Yidden that make demands of Hashem on this subject. What do they say? Yiratzon fanecha, may it be your will, shetashuv, that you should return, v'sivneyu, the Beis Hamikdash should come back and be rebuilt, mehera, and quickly, v'sham na'asol fanecha, karbanos chayveseinu, and then we will be able to bring the karbanos, kemitzus tzeinecha, as you have commanded us, kemitzus haplein esayosecha, as you told us in the Torah, which means in our parsha, but when you said it in the Torah, means in parsha Pinchas. And we demand that Nishnar Oisek B'Torah's Ki'ilu Hikriv, and we want that it should be not as just that we should study about it and it says if we did it. We ask and demand from Hashem that He should rebuild the base on it so we can do it now. So it's not Hashem demanding of us, to the contrary. We're demanding of Him that allow us to bring the Korbanos again. The Ribbish Teid B'Parsha Seinu, that's why in our Parsha it says Vayomer Loshen Raka. And He said is not such a strong demand. As it says that when He speaks to the men, He spoke Vaidaber. When He speaks to the women, He said Vayomer. The Eibishter bet sich by Eden, Azezon sich oisig sein beseder karbonus. The Hashem asks and He pleads with us, please study the laws of the karbonus. Kelu befrat von unser Parsha, including and especially our Parsha, Zogen de Psukim mit Filas Ayayin, when we pray, when we daven, we should say them. Talk about the different karbanos that are relevant to that Shabbos and that Yom Tov and that day and so on. And a general principle that we should be busy studying the laws of the karbanos. Which through this, it's as if we did bring the karbanos. And this will bring about that we should be able to actually bring the karbanos. But Hashem asks us this softly. He doesn't make demands on this subject, because it's not an actual mitzvah. And that's why the difference about the Vaidaber, which is said by the rest of the laws of Yom Tov, and by Yomer, which is said about the Karbonus of the Yom Tov. And therefore, HaMelech HaMashiach Baina HaMikdash V'chayzim will just come back literally, that Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash and everything will come back to the original way of serving Hashem. Akriv and Karbonus will bring Karbonus, Kechol Mitzvah Samur B'Teira, like all the mitzvahs which are spelled out in the Torah, meaning in our Parsha b'meira b'yameinu mamish, and this should happen speedily in our days. Kenal shom nasal v'necha as karbanos chaveseinu. There we will bring before you the karbanos of our obligations, kemitzvah tzeinecha, as is the mitzvah that you told us that is your will.